time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Adele Justice. She's the mayor of Farron. We got all kinds of great projects that are going on over in Farron. We're getting ready for Peach Days. It is full steam ahead. We're not going to let it stop us this year. And then they've got a great thing that's coming up for Memorial Day. We're going to touch base on all of those things. Adele, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave.
Anytime you want to come on and talk about it, let's talk about it. So let's get started. How are things going over in Farron?
Oh, awesome. We are so excited for the warmer weather, and the water's been turned on, and it's just a happy place to be right now.
It's a good place to be, So let's start right out of the gate with something that you're probably everybody's looking forward to, and that's Peach Days. And you guys are ready to go full steam ahead with Peach Days this year. So let's talk about those kind of things, some of the events that are going to go on around that. And you know what? It's definitely past due time for people to get out and do things, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. And we're excited as we plan Peach Days this year. So we're looking forward to going back to a similar schedule to what we had pre-COVID. We'll be doing the horse races. We will have our mud bogs. We're planning to have our normal dinner in the park, which is always a free event for the citizens of Farron. And there will be small events. Our bike ride is always super popular, and sidewalk chalk, and just a lot of activities throughout the week. One change up that we're thinking of making is having our fireworks actually on Monday, Labor Day, rather than at the end of the week. Ending Peach Days, we're thinking of moving that forward to the beginning of our celebration. And then we would have our parade, evening parade, instead of a parade in the morning.
So are those decisions that have already been made, or are you just kind of looking at them right now?
That's our plan for right now. And as we move forward each month, we'll just finalize the events, but that's kind of what we're looking at this point right now.
That sounds like every now and then it's good to shake things up a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And COVID actually was good to us last year. We were able to still hold a small Peach Day celebration, and that's the first time we've done a night parade, and it was so well received by the citizens, and we've had so many requests to continue that that's part of the reason we're just mixing things up a little bit this year.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Now, you also had one of the last times we talked, you guys have a bunch of different projects that are going on over there. You've got some trails projects and then a big fun playground going in over by the baseball park. Let's give an update on those and let people know what's going on with those two things.
All righty. So we have applied for funding for trail grants. We've got a feasibility study going on right now. This is looking at putting a trail, a walking or biking trail, from Center Street, Main Street in Farron, all the way to Millsite State Park and Millsite Golf Course. We also have plans in the works to make our fairgrounds our trail hub and eventually extend those trails on out to the desert and up on into the mountains for motorized ATVs. We've received a lot of recognition lately from a few ATV groups, and so we're working on a grant to digitalize some of our trails that are nearby so that we can kind of get the word out and bring a few people to town. We're working on a ADA accessible bathroom at our fairgrounds. Some groundwork is under construction right now. We've hit a little bit of a delay getting bids in for the project, but we are moving forward with that. And then we just found out this past week we were awarded another grant from Utah Recreation, and we are going to use those funds to complete the project. We're building an adventure park. We'll have boulders for kids to climb and just a fun area for families to recreate. And then there will be a nice picnic area and some kiosks that will direct people to our trails and from where our trails are.
So you've got plenty of things to do and go and see out there in Farron. And of course, and we talked about it the last time too, is the golf course is probably one of those hidden gems that not a lot of people know about but need to get out there and use it. Have you guys, you're up and running out of the golf course? Everything's going smooth out there?
We are up and running, and we're excited that we've got people coming to golf. And we hope this year will be as good to us as it was last year. We had a great, really successful year last year, so we're hoping that we can do that again this year. We will most likely have somebody in our snack bar this year. That's always a little tricky. And so we've got work going to get somebody in our snack bar at the golf course so we'll be able to meet the needs of our golfers when they come out and just need a snack or something quick to eat while they're golfing. The course is starting to look good, and we're just anxious to get people out there. We really love for people to come. If they don't golf, just come and rent a cart and take a ride around the course, because the view is spectacular.
It is, really. It's one of the most, it's got one of the best views of any golf course I've played on in the state. It's a great thing. Get out there and enjoy that golf course. It's a lot of fun. All right, let's wrap up with talking about your Memorial Day events. You got a couple of different ones that are going to go on, but still important nonetheless for Memorial Day.
Right. We're still kind of trying to make a few plans for an extended celebration on Memorial Day, but something that happens in Farron every single year is a ceremony at our cemetery. So we have an amazing American Legion, a great group of people who have served our country. And each year they meet at the Farron Cemetery at 10 a.m. on Memorial Day. And they do just a small presentation and a 21-gun salute, play taps. It is absolutely the most inspiring thing that takes place in our community. It's just so wonderful. As soon as they're finished at the Farron Cemetery, they head right on down out just a few miles to Mullen, and they do the same ceremony at the Mullen Cemetery, which is also really unique. It's one of those cemeteries that a lot of people know about, a pioneer cemetery that Farron City takes care of, and there are a few veterans buried in that cemetery, so it's a really beautiful event, and we encourage people to come on out and just witness that for yourself.
All right. Adele Justice, Mayor of Farron, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today, and we're going to let you get back to doing what you do out there. Keep things going the way they are out in Farron.
Oh, great. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you having me.
Thank you. Now you have a good day. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.